This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politicians, it turns out, are just like business people. They pay close attention to cash inflows and outflows. They run marketing operations second to none. And when a long, hard-fought campaign, a product launch, to extend the metaphor here, when it goes against them, they know what they got to do. They got to rebrand. With the Republicans' clean sweep last Tuesday, Democrats are going to be in a tough spot come January. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now on the rebalancing ahead for the party.
For Democrats, it's time for some soul searching. So says Tad Devine, a longtime Democratic strategist.
Well, Trump as president is going to result in effectively a civil war within the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is going to look for new leadership at the local, state, and national level to deal with the President Trump.
And in terms of the Democratic economic agenda, yeah, that's pretty much shot. So Devine says they will have to go on the defense.
And the Democratic Party will have to come together in principled opposition to President Trump, but in constant opposition to him. And we cannot allow him to begin to implement the policies that he advocated.
Of particular concern for Devine and other Democrats, Trump's tax plan, which would cut taxes for the wealthy and corporations. For his part, President-elect Trump is promising to work with everyone. He even brought it up in his victory speech.
For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
But really, it won't be easy for Democrats. With the GOP in control of the House and the Senate and the White House, they'll have limited options to shift economic policy.
The Democratic Party is not going to have much to say.
David Carroll teaches government and politics at the University of Maryland. He says Democrats will mostly have their hands tied in Congress.
In the Senate, the minority still retains the right to filibuster, but you can't filibuster the budget resolution. And a lot can be packed in to the budget.
But there's always Washington's favorite pastime, deal-making. There could be an opportunity for Democrats to pick off members of Trump's own party.
It is not clear that the moderate Republicans will actually go along with some of the more extreme stances with Trump.
Sharon O'Halloran teaches politics and economics at Columbia University. With so little control, she says Democrats will have a lot of incentive to reach across the aisle.
And therefore, you may be able to have a coalition between the Democrats as well as the moderate Republicans, pushing the more extreme Republicans to the wings.
And that, says O'Halloran, can open the door to negotiating with President-elect Trump. That will be critical on contentious votes and presidential appointments that help shape the U.S. economy. Because even if Democrats want to use obstruction as a tool, they may not want to be called out for it. Here's why. O'Halloran says the Democrats are already thinking ahead.
And I think that's going to be one of their key goals, is to make sure that the government does continue to function and that they can be seen as responsible. And then they look to the next election.
For political parties, it's never too early to start thinking about the next campaign, even if the rest of us might want a bit of a break. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.